Welcome back. Today we're building a color jungle bass line that hits with that old school rave pressure. Warm, nasty, and alive. The goal is a bass that moves and talks, but still stays locked under breakbeats without turning your mix into soup. We're doing this the proper Ableton Live 12 sampling way. Make a simple bass tone, resample it to print the character, then turn that audio back into a playable instrument. That print and commit workflow is a big part of why classic jungle bass feels less sterile. It's not just the notes, it's the captured motion. Set up the vibe first, because the bass writes itself when the context is right. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 172. I'm going to sit at 170 BPM. Time signature, standard 4/4. Now bring in a breakbeat loop. Think amen. Think, hot pants anything with attitude and ghost notes. Drop it on an auto track. For warp mode, try beats if you want that tight, chopped feel, or complex pro if the break is getting mangled. If you choose beats, set preserve to 1/16, and transient loop mode to forward. That's usually a solid jungle starting point. Now add a temporary subguide. This is just a helper so you can feel the key and the pocket while writing. Make a new MIDI track, load operator, use a sine wave on oscillator A only. Keep it quiet. This isn't the final bass. This is a flashlight while we build the real thing. Here is the mindset. The bass answers the break. It doesn't fight it. If you feel like the bass is constantly talking over the snare, you're already heading toward modern mush instead of old school pressure. Now step 1. Create a color source bass tone, then resample it. Make a new MIDI track and load operator. For oscillator A, choose saw if you want bright and pushy, or square if you want hollow and woody. Let's go saw for that rave edge. Turn on oscillator B as a sign, but keep it low in level. That's just there to reinforce the fundamental so we don't lose the weight once we start adding dirt. Keep the algorithm simple. A plus B. No FM yet. We're not trying to build a science project. We're trying to build a piece of audio that feels like a record. Turn operator's filter on. Choose LP24. Put the cutoff somewhere around 200 to 600 Hz as a starting point. Resonance around 0.3 to 0.6. Don't obsess over the exact number. You'll move it. After operator, drop in saturator. Set the mode to analog clip. Drive around 3 to 8 dB. Soft clip on. This is where the rave era thickness starts to appear. One quick teacher note. Whenever you add drive, match the output level so you're not being tricked by louder is better. Do a quick /B with equal volume. Then add auto filter after the saturator. Set it to LP12 for a bit more movement. Put the cutoff somewhere around 120 to 400 Hz. Add some resonance, like 0.7 up to 1.2. Then use a little envelope amount. Positive, somewhere around 10 to 25%. That's your pluck and your talk. It helps the bass articulate against the break. Now we resample. This is the key move. Create a new audio track and name it Bass Resample. Set its input to resampling. Arm it. Now record one long note, like F1 or G1, for 2 to 4 bars. While it records, move the filter cutoff a little by hand. Not perfectly. A little human motion is the whole point. Your printing vibe. Stop recording. Consolidate that recording. Then crop the sample, so you've got a clean chunk of bass audio to work with. Why are we doing this? Because resampling captures the whole chain. The saturation behavior, the filter motion, and the tiny inconsistencies that make it feel like it came from hardware or a sampler era. It's not just sound design, it's character management. Step 2. Turn that resample into a playable instrument. Drag the cropped audio into a new MIDI track. Choose sampler if you have it available. Sampler also works. In sampler, set the root key to the note you recorded. If you recorded F1, make sure sampler knows it's F1. Then enable looping so we can sustain notes. Use a sustain loop and adjust the loop points until it's smooth. And here's a coach note that matters. Loop points are groove, not just click removal. If your sustain feels like it leans late, nudge the loop start slightly earlier. A few milliseconds can change whether the bass feels like it pushes the break or drags behind it. Now tune the resample by ear, not just by root key. Bring back that little sign guide in operator, play the same MIDI note, and listen. If you hear beating or faciness, your sample is slightly off pitch, because saturation and filtering can shift perceived tuning. Use sampler's transpose in sense until the beating disappears. This step is boring, but it's the difference between why does this feel weird, and oh, that's solid. Now, in sampler, turn on its filter, set LP24, cutoff maybe 200 to 800 Hz and add bit of filter drive, like 2 to 6 for weight. Next, add a pitch envelope for that old school donk, without needing FM. Set pitch envelope amount around plus 6 to plus 18 semitones, and decay around 40 to 120 milliseconds. Shorter decay is more bwoop, longer is more yawa. Keep it tasteful. We want it to speak on the front of the note, not turn into a cartoon on every hit. Step 3. Write the classic jungle note pattern. Rolling, syncopated, and snare safe. Pick a key that's friendly for subs. F minor and G minor are classics for a reason. Let's assume F minor. Make a 2-bar MIDI clip. Commit to an anchor note early. That's another old jungle secret. The listener always knows where home is. Let your root note, like F1, be home base. Aim for 70 to 80% of your notes to relate back to it. Returns, pickups, octaves. For note choices, start with the root F1, minor 3rd AB1. 5th C2, flat 7th AB2. That set alone can carry a whole tune. Now rhythm. Think call and response with the break. One workable pattern. Bar 1, hit F1 on the downbeat. Then a short F1 on the end of 2. Then AB1 on 3. And leave some space into the snare. Bar 2, F1 on 1, C2 on the end of 1, AB2 on 3. And then a little F1 pickup into the next bar. The big rule, jungle pressure equals space plus syncopation. Let the snare breathe. If your bass is firing exactly on 2 and 4, you're sitting on the snare and making the whole drum track feel smaller. Now apply swing. Go to the groove pool and try something like MPC 16 swing at 54 to 58. Don't go crazy. We want roll, not drunken collapse. You can commit the groove if it feels right, or leave it live. Once you've got the pattern, do a quick reality check. Turn your monitoring down and hit mono. If the snare stops feeling like the loudest thing in the mids when it lands, the bass is crowding it. Low volume mono is a brutal honesty test, and jungle loves brutal honesty. Step 4. Make it color jungle, movement and grit, without losing the sub. Here's a clean, classic device chain you can trust. Sampler or simpler, then EQ8, saturator, auto filter, amp, compressor, utility. Start with EQ8, optional high pass at 20 to 30 Hz just to remove nonsense. If it's boxy, dip 200 to 350 Hz by a couple dB. If it's honky, lightly cut somewhere around 700 Hz to 1.2K. Don't carve it to death. Jungle bass should feel like a single confident object, not a bunch of disconnected frequencies. Then saturator for crunch. Analog clip or soft sign. Drive around 2 to 7 dB. Soft clip on. Again, level match after you add drive. Auto filter next for the wah and the talk. LP12 for movement. LP24 if you want it heavier and more blunt. Add an LFO to the cutoff at a musical rate like 1/8 or 1/4, but keep the amount small to medium, maybe 5 to 20%. Resonance around 0.8 to 1.4 gets you that old rave heo, but be careful. Too much resonance at a low cutoff can spike low mids and make the whole mix feel like it's in a cardboard tube. Add amp for mid-bite. Clean or blues works well. Keep the bass control disciplined. Remember, substability is king. Zen compressor for glue. Ratio 2:1:4:1. Attack 15 to 30 milliseconds. Release 60 to 120. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. This is not to crush it. It's to steady it. Finally, utility for sub-discipline. If the bass is wide, use bass mono and set it around 120 Hz. Old school low end is usually centered. Wide sub might sound impressive solo, but it collapses on real systems and kills headroom. Speaking of headroom, jungle is break forward. With drums and bass together, try to have your master peaking around minus 60 BFS before any limiter. If you're already near zero, you're not mixing, you're just wrestling distortion. Step 5. Pressure tricks. This is where it starts sounding like records. First, make a mid layer from the same bass so it stays cohesive. Duplicate your bass track and call it bass MID. On bass mid, high pass at 150 to 250 Hz using EQ8. Now you've protected your sub lane. Add pedal on the mid layer. Use OD or distortion, and keep drive modest. Then add redux very lightly. Bit reduction around 8 to 12, but dry slash wet only 5 to 15%. The goal is texture that you miss when it's gone. Not obvious video game crunch. Keep the sub track cleaner, less distortion, lower filter cutoff, and let it be the stable foundation. That's the split. Sub is discipline, mid is attitude. Now resample your moving bass for a printed vibe. Set up another auto track for resampling. Record 8 bars while you automate the filter, maybe slightly more movement in the last 2 bars. Then slice out interesting moments for fills. You can use Slice to new MIDI track, by transients or by 1/8 notes, then drop those slices into bar 8 or bar 16 as little switch-ups. A huge arrangement trick. Make the most aggressive bass hit happen in the gap right after the snare, not under it. It will read louder and more classic, because the snare transient stays clean. Step 6. Arrange it into an 8 to 16 bar section that feels like jungle. Bars 1 to 4. Drums plus bass. Filter a bit closed. Tease the movement. Keep it restrained. Bars 5 to 8. Open the filter slightly, fade the mid layer in quietly, and add a small fill on bar 8. And here's your instant pressure move. Mute the bass for the last half beat, before a snare or before the downbeat. That negative space makes the break slam. Bars 9 to 12. Drop pressure. Full bass. Sub plus mid. Strongest version of your pattern. If you want, automate the saturator drive up by 1 or 2 dB right at the drop. Tiny moves feel big in this genre. Bars 13 to 16. Switch or variation. Change the last two notes of each 2-bar phrase. Add a call and response with a higher note like C2 or Eb2. Keep the sub lane mostly on F1. But let the mid layer jump up to F2 for excitement. That's octave discipline. Motion up top, stability down low. If you want to go a step deeper, use velocity-coded articulation. In sampler, map velocity to filter frequency just a little and velocity to amp decay a little. Then program your clip with a few velocity levels. Low velocity notes are round and short, mid velocity is normal, and a few high velocity notes become your accents. It's one of the easiest ways to make a sampled bass line feel performed.